beginning of Daf said it's getting enough from Beis, we're getting them out, beginning his master, beginning the Gemara, Atzot Shal Echad, Bezram Shal Acher. The case was if the pot is owned by one person and the plant is owned by someone else, which Tosfos really says, who didn't have a Muslash meaning, the same thing really could have told you, Hakol Ba'atzot Bezram Shal Echad, they could all be owned by someone else, because it's not really relevant over here, it's are you doing the Kenyan on that item, whether it be the Metalton or the Karka. But the Rebus in the Karka, but it's telling us a Chiddush, meaning the Avakav of the Baal Atz is even though the owner of the pot is Kohen Zro and that is acquiring the plant, Loi Kohen has not acquired it, meaning if he doesn't do the right Kenyan, Av B'Shem B'Techa Atz Shaloi, even though it's in his pot, so you would think that because of that, it would make it more of an ability to acquire. That's what we're saying, that no, until you do the proper Kenyan, it's not going to work. The Ekstes Matzah begins with Tikimavam, Hechzim B'Zroim, if he takes possession of the plant, he does a chazak, he does a maisa chazak, and it's a kind of atzis, then he acquires the pot. Which Tesit Tzarchi wants us to look into, in Tzarch Loimer Agav Vakani. If he has to say that these words of that Agav, that parenthetical, and to be Kaina. May come in like in general, because I mean, I'm in the condition of Hosan Meralf, that you have to say those things, that's how it's going to work. Maybe you don't have to, why? The Kim Tzarch Atzis, since you need the pot for the seeds, for the plants, so but lagav zraim, so it's secondary to the zraim. So then it's evident when you do the chazak in the zraim that's going to be kind of the odds. You don't have to say it, agav. Chinga b'shtar, like we find this similar by a document. The kibin shechz b'karka, once you take possession of big land, nikna shtar b'chalon kar shahu, you acquire the shtar, wherever it is. So say something, no, b'shem ha'asim lebi na agav, maybe you don't have to say agav, m'shem the shtar, that's because the document, afsoch ad agav, it's like the reins of the land, meaning it's considered as part and parcel. So maybe there wouldn't be a raya, so Tess doesn't really resolve his question. Next time, the beginning of the Gemara, but also Nikvayavli. We go based on where the says Abaye, we go based on where the hole is, and because that's where it's nourishing, and therefore it's going to be Chayav Maisa because the hole is in Eretz Yisrael. So Tess explains, really is asking a question on Abaye. Laman, the according to the one that says, Boy, Eretz Mechum, Nafkav, Chazim, and if you have this gourd, this pumpkin that's planted in a pot that does not have a hole, and it goes out of the pot, so meaning if it's in the chutzlaretz, it's gonna have the chutzlaretz. If it's in the eretz, it's gonna have the locha like eretz Yisrael. So then the same thing is im atzitz b'chutzlaretz. If the pot is in chutzlaretz, and the branches are in eretz Yisrael, the mehani. Yenikas hanayif, that it helps the nourishing of, or the leaning, there's the word, the nantias hanayif, of the branches, leaning kufir, for the branches itself. And the chayiv b'maisir, mechayiv b'maisir. But, mikam mokam lechashivi nikas hanayif ki nikas shayish. This is what Tosfos is really answering. It says, however, the nurturing of the branch is not like the nurturing of the root. It says, it's not going to purify what the branch is nourishing to undo what is inside the pot. And we're saying that the branch is because of the nourishment of the shayrish, and if it's not difficult on a baya, that we say that you're going based on the shayrish, and because that's the ikar, yunika, and we're not going to go based on the branch, even though when it's, let's say, when we say enanakov, that there would be an element of yunika of the knife. The next test must begin with the Gemara, ad, but ashishly pliki. Oh, really, that's so? That when it's rooted, then no one disagrees that you're going to go based on the knife, on the branches? I but now I'm learning the Mishnah, shtay ginas v'hulu, two gardens, etc., which tastes expensive, because I'll get down to the Gemara. Assumes and have meaning to say. The other Tani Sefer did this. We see in the Sefer Amrei Meir says, "Mam Yisrael Mechulu." That well, that's a different reason. What the Gemara is trying to say, it's not because if he wants to take the earth or fill it up, but the Gemara assumes she'in the ikra tam, that that's not really the primary reason, as the Gemara is assuming that the reason is based on the principles over here. If you go basa the knife or not, because how do you know it's not the ikra tam? Like don't name hasim, because we find over there that even the Tanam themselves say other reasons. Amrei Meir says, "Ma'achas shnei mechem limchiz al zeh." Since they can both protest in each other, let's see where it's coming from, where it's living. But it sounds like the Besvar Pliki, that the disagreement with logic is Menika, which one is the primary, which is what the Gemara is trying to say over here. The Gemara also says that they go according to the reasonings. Even like Yitzhak, I guess, if you have a tree that's coming out of the trunk and from the roots, it's not Namika, but Arlika, they're learning something regarding the Lachas of Arla. Which, and therefore you see that it's totally in this Svara, and it's not totally in even the words that they're saying. It's not the Ikar reason. So it's a tema, but that's a one lemaisa chacham arla. Why doesn't the Gemara bring from that case of arla to bring a raya, like we're saying over there that in arla themselves they say this lishitasim also. Why wouldn't bring a raya from that Gemara there of arla? Next test matzah beginning the words. This actually belongs in the Mishnah of Chaf Aleph on the days. The lawyer on your machik. You can't write it on an erased paper. So Tosfos explains that we're talking about shaksav al nyar she'en amachik. The writings of the document is on paper that's not erased, but ediv al amachik, and the witnesses are on what's erased. Oh, that's a problem, because what's going to happen is that since the witnesses are erased and the paper's not, so you could erase it one time, it's going to look the same. That could be forged. But shneim al amachik, but since if both are in erased areas, kosher, then actually it would be valid. The minan bereish get pasher, like the Gemara says in Babazka Pesach Dal Madal. Then the dem nimchem pamachas nimchem shteipam. So you can't compare when erased once or twice. So you wouldn't be able to erase it another time, even though it's already erased. And then we're not concerned for zeif in that case. This does not begin the Gemara sholish oyresin. There are three types of parchment of leather, which Pesach according to Rashi explains the klav gomer. What's with full-fledged parchment, the most processed? No, loichash by that. That wasn't mentioned with them because the leish me'or is not called or, if it's not mentioned. It's beyond a piece of or already. But I'm going to read. The reason is another reason is leiman badai klav. The reason why they don't mention klav, mishum behetitan shiore. The mission is explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. In the Sefer Shabbos of Ayin Ches, k'tei lichta parasha k'tan shabetzvon. To write a small parasha of the tzvon. Already know it. Now, v'avag of the sheikh heifa. The Hava Kedilas Kameya is also from the Mishnah, but says Tosfos come up from his Kachev Behed Bevasim, but the word Chev is not explicitly mentioned, so therefore that is mentioned over here to say what it sure is. Next says Mata begins the Gemara Kedilas Kameya again. So the shear of this Diftara is to write on it a get, which takes this Hainik Rabban, that's like Rabban, the Machshad Diftara, that this is Machoik, we're being over in that Gemara, that they validate writing a Diftara, and Allah Maisa Lahacha. And therefore that's why it's brought over here. Now, Tosfos just clarifies. It says that the eva shiurim, these measurements, ain't on the it's not according to the significance of the piece of leather, because yeshu chashim, there are certain things that are chashim, but shiurim gadol mina gomena, which generally bigger is more less, meaning, and still its shiur is bigger than the one that's inferior from it. El kol echad, rather, each one shiurim mashigin las mina. Each one is just what you usually make from it, and therefore you could even be the shiur of tefillin, even though you would think that it's more processed and would have a smaller shiur. Saying no, meaning it's not dependent on that. It just depends on what's normally used for. Like it says, begins with the word digamagam. Said in the Mishnah, chama machsher, erased paper and diftra. So the Gemara says, macham, who's a cham? But the Gemara says, it's Rebbe Lazar, who says, eid masir karati. So, Pesach Kodras explains meaning, because the Amas, he says, eid masir iker, that the primary is the witnesses that's going to be given over in front of them. And vaboli nosen, and the one that comes to get married, so chalevaid masir. That you have to bring witnesses that's given over. They were not afraid of forgery because not going based on what's written, but the aid of Messiah who saw it being given over, which was at the time that it was given. Now, but Afka Hachas, specifically, will be here, explains Taisis that Al Dabash Yechel is Daif on something that could be forged. I'm Rashi says, that you have to have aid of Messiah, Beshosh Shabbos, and also you have to get married. I'll begin like Sum. But again, that are written, but Dabash Yechel is Daif, they cannot be forged. Then you chalim nasadei the kasima. Then she can get married through the witnesses that signed. And it's mafalik ablozi, even kinder ablozi. Can not break glass. We learned in the last paragraph, the later of the pevav menalv, ma'isla beish mechub. This part in the beginning of the mesechta, she'ina eid mechais malaget. That the only reason why witnesses signed on the get is when they took an item is so that you should have available in case they eid mesira not there. So then, yeah, you would be able to have eid the kasima because you know it's not forged. A mashe beish mechub. But on the other point, the Rashi says the lemei the kinder meir, isha bali nasa beget. If a woman's coming to get married with a get out cause that's written on the Bashir's diet on something that could be forged, in the Chichid Messiah does not need Messiah. And the Eid Machasuma by Einem Bevil, if an Einum, and regarding the witness assigned it, she doesn't bring them in front of us, and Yesh Makin Chasmasin, if someone recognizes the signature, and we have a Beit Tinov, Ziyavte, like the other, and there'd be a condition, and it was forged, no one would know. Mashmet sounds like, okay, the Yav Asadi come on, but if we have witnesses here, according to Meir, have a question, would be valid. Because, okay, we have witnesses who saw it, so you don't need to have, even according to Meir, the Eidei Chasima. So it says we have shlomikin. You can't say this because l'ramei be'in she'muchuch mitoicha. According to Ramea, it has to be evident from inside the document. You mash b'ish kol get like it sounds like the gemara learned the chabdal mabez. Problem is, b'davah shechol is that regarding a document that could be forged, imachiv mitoicha klum. So although you know the facts because you know it from the Ein Mesira, but according to Ramea, that actually would not work because it has to be evident from the shtar itself, and therefore it would be invalid.